Let's move on to a couple of NFL games. Sunday night, the Cowboys at the Saints. Cowboys 3-0, cautiously optimistic at 3-0 because you look at their wins against the Giants, the Redskins, and the Dolphins. Not exactly, you know, the Patriots and the Rams. So, again, 3-0, cautiously optimistic. Dak Prescott, this is going to be the best defense he's faced thus far this year. The Saints, 2-1, lost Drew Brees in that loss in L.A., and we all thought that they would play to the defense. But Teddy Bridgewater stepped in. He's only 26, and a lot of people don't remember. He had a Pro Bowl year with the Vikings a few years ago. Under Bridgewater, they put up 33 in Seattle last week as the Saints beat the Seahawks, and they're probably going to look at using two quarterbacks this week. Taysom Hill, the big bruiser, he's going to get some snaps too. But, hey, no matter how they did it up in Seattle, that's a tough place to win.
Absolutely. It might be the toughest place to win, at least toughest environment for sure. And the Saints are an underdog at home in the Superdome. Teddy B, he's starting in place of Brees. New Orleans was an underdog at home just one time last season. It was the Rams. Rams came in favored by 2. Saints won that game by 10 points. Dallas, as you mentioned, they're 3-0, all 3 wins. 10 points or more, very impressive. But the 3 wins were against the doormats of the league. The Dolphins, the Skins, the Giants. Saints at home in primetime, even without Brees. If I can find a 3 out there, I might lean to New Orleans.